In sports yesterday, a game I did see, Louisville beat Mississippi State 38-28. That was the Music City Bowl. Western Kentucky, I didn't see this game, won the First Responder Bowl 23-20, a last-second field goal. Let's see what else. Oh, yeah, that's right. The Giants fired Pat Shurmur after a disappointing season. That's putting it mildly, folks. Disappointing seasons. They've got to get it right this time because you can't keep hiring and firing coaches. I think the Giants have had, Pat Shurmur. You had the guy in the middle. And then you had Coughlin. But after Coughlin went, you had the interim coach. So I think they've had four coaches in 5 years or 6 years, something like that. They have to stop it. They just have to stop it. And get back to the franchise. You know, now they're almost a franchise like they were with the 25 years of lousy football. They're almost back to that again when George Young came in and made the Giants once again the mainstay of the NFL. The GM makes all the difference in the world, a really, really, really good GM. So, all right, with that being said, other than Pat Shurmur losing his job and of course the Giants kept their general manager. I think it's for the time being. I don't know. But anyways, so it looks like the Washington Redskins are going to be hiring Ron Rivera. They might announce that. Let's see here. There's no official word on all these things. But the Panthers were 5-11. The Browns, who fired their coach, were 6-10. The Giants, who fired their coach, were 4-12. The Redskins, who fired their coach, were 3-13. The Cowboys, who fired their coach, were 8-8. By the way, Jason Garrett, 85-67 over 10 seasons. So at least he was above 500. Jacksonville fired their coach, Doug Marrone. They call it Black Monday for a reason in the NFL. And the reason is what? Well, the reason is because that's when the coaches get fired, except Cleveland, they didn't wait. They just went out and did what they had to do and fired their coach right after the Cleveland game. We have more sports news, and the one I want to pass along to you is a great story that all Connecticut fans will like. The UConn Huskies will end the decade where it began in women's basketball, number one ranked team in the nation. They finished the decade where they started. They had 19 first place votes, beating number two Oregon and number three Oregon State, who each got five first place votes. South Carolina and Stanford round out the top five. So that's the way it stands. Some decade, last 10 years for the women Huskies, 5 national championships, 17 losses in 10 years. Now get this, 17 losses in 10 years. And all 194 weeks, they were ranked in the top five. They've been the number one team in the top 25, 111 of those weeks, a run that included a 111-game winning streak. Those are unbelievable stats. The decade for the UConn women Huskies. Out of the 10 years, they won the national championship 50% of the time, five. They had 17 losses in 10 years. That's an average of 1.7 losses a year. My God. For 10 years. Unbelievable. Just unbelievable. Amazing. So, and they're 10-0 this season already. So congratulations to the Lady Huskies for what they've accomplished. It's just... You look at things like that, and you just shake your head. Those are unfathomable statistics. Just absolutely unfathomable. Oh, well. Let's see if I can find something here when I'm looking. My computer is really, my right-hand computer is really running unbelievably slow. I don't have much hope for it in the future. All right. Well, I guess that's it, folks. I guess that's about as exciting as we're going to get with sports for this morning. We'll put a search out for Mike Kozy.